We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. Our message this morning is a question that sometimes people ask, is God there? There was a woman named Layla. She was dying of cancer. And her husband, Tim, he couldn't understand why a loving God would let his wife suffer. She had served God faithfully as a Bible teacher and mentor to many. Why did you let this happen? He cried. Yet, Tim continued to be faithful in his walk with God. Tim was asked, so why do you still believe in God? What keeps you from turning away from Him? Tim replied, because of what has happened before. While he couldn't see God now, he recalled the times when God had helped and protected him. These were signs that God was still there caring for his family. He said, I know God, I believe in Him, and He will come through in His own way. Tim's words echo Isaiah's expression of trust. In Scripture, it's Isaiah chapter 8, verse 17. Even when he couldn't feel God's presence as his people braced for trouble from their enemies, he would wait for the Lord. He trusted in God because of the signs he had given of his continuing presence. There are times when we all might feel as if God isn't with us in our troubles, but that's when we depend on what we can see of his works in our lives in the past and present. They are the visible reminder of an invisible God, our God, the Father of Jesus Christ, who is always with us and will answer in His own time and way. What signs can you see of God working in your life? How can they remind you that you can still look to God for hope and comfort? In the name of Jesus, we thank Father God for always being there for us. God gives us the strength to trust in Him, even when we don't understand what's going on. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for tuning in to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, and God bless.